Ben, thanks so much for the time. Let's just get right to the point. What was working for you in both of those events in the 200 and 400 to get those top first place finishes and have such a great day out there?
Yeah, sure. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah.
It was started out a bit of a rough day. I wasn't feeling the best, but as soon as I got there, just being around my team and my coaches, they always motivate me to do my best. So I would say that's probably my top motivator. It was pretty good weather, thankfully, so that helped. During my 400, it was great. The wind was a little against me at my 2, but it was just a great day overall. It was really fun.
It's interesting you bring up how you were feeling before the day of racing, because I do ask a lot of athletes this question about how they were feeling going into the events, because sometimes they're not feeling so great or they're not there as sharp mentally or whatever it may be, and they have a dominating performance and they kind of surprise themselves. So what was it like for you being able to overcome that and have such great performances to where you captured a couple of section championships?
Right. I guess it's just all about mindset. Like, it really is. I wasn't feeling the best physically. I got warmed up just like I always do. I trusted myself, my abilities. And it's been through it many times. I've been doing it since like seventh grade. So I've had some time to figure that out. But it's definitely can be a tough thing, but mindset, definitely.
What was it like winning a pair of Section 4 championships? It's tough enough to win just one in any single event, but to take away two from the day, how did it feel for you?
It felt amazing. I was really going for the four because I wanted to make state quals for the four, so I knew I had to do perform well in that. And then once I did well in that, it just kind of propelled me to go a little bit harder. And the two that I normally would, I think. And I love the atmosphere at track meets, and the people that I was competing against were really nice. And just getting in that kind of mood really motivated me to get that win. And it felt amazing.
Ben Deiser with us here on BTL from the Cander Track and Field Team. He's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health, a Section 4 champ in the 200 and the 400. You know, both of those races are so exciting because they're so quick, they're so fun to watch and everything like that. What is the usual mindset you have in those races? Are they kind of the same? Are they a little bit different? Like, take me through the mindset that goes with such a quick, fun, and exciting race as both of those.
Right. So typically during a longer race, like I do cross country too, I'll listen, just play a song in my head, think about it. It'll kind of help me relax, get through it, keep my breathing steady. But during races like those, I really don't have a lot of time to think. So right before I have a little bit of nerves, I shake that out and then I just go. I really don't think during races. I practice the 400 especially. Getting that started was a little bit difficult. Sometimes I had to learn how to start faster. That was a challenge this season, but once I got that, I knew how to start that
for sure. And you know, something that I thought was really cool that you mentioned, and I've heard a lot of other athletes who compete in track and field mention this, is the camaraderie that comes with the sport. And it's not just necessarily with your own teammates from your own school, it's with other student athletes who compete from different schools. A lot of you know each other, a lot of you get along and maybe friends even off the track and stuff like that. So what is that like, you know, competing against people that you regularly see or people that you know or people that you may be friends with?
Oh, yeah. Making friends at track meets is one of my favorites. Everyone's just so nice there. I think it's probably because it's more of an individual sport. Though you are competing against each other, it's more you're competing against your own times and you motivate each other. And I've never felt guilt or felt bad when someone else beats me that I know. It always just feels really good to run with them and encourage them to do the best they can do. And when they encourage me to do the best I can do.
That's awesome. Ben Deiser with us here on BTL from the Candor Track and Field Team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health, won a pair of Section 4 championships in the 200 and the 400. I'm wondering what sort of goals you had set for yourself this season. Maybe they involved these two races that we're talking about, but what were some of the goals early on that you set for yourself for the year, and have you accomplished them?
Oh, absolutely. I always PR. I want to get a new personal record for my races. Always trying to get for that better time. But the 400, I'm really competing to go as far as I can with it. And the 200, I am attempting to get a school record, but I'm not sure if I'll make that. But I'm still going with it. And those days, my last chance, I'm glad I stuck with it. They're both very fun races. And my personal times are really the ones that I want to beat.
I'm kind of curious, though, because you brought it up. What is that school record that you're hoping to chase down here as the season starts winding down?
Right. I can't remember the exact time, but I am within a second of it. But that is obviously a huge gap in a 200, race that short, a 200. So it's definitely difficult. It's 23... I'm not quite sure, but I am. My personal record is within the second.
Hey, you never know. There's still a little bit of time. You never, never know. Never say never, as they say. you know, obviously, as you mentioned, you know, things are kind of winding down for you. I can't believe it. It's hard to believe that we're already in the month of June and everything like that. But what are some of your favorite memories from your time competing in everything?
Just being with my team, really. It's always been my favorite part of school, going to practice right after school, cross country and track. The bus rides are always a great time. My team has always just been there for me. And that meet especially was very emotional.
That's awesome. Well, I'm wondering what the mindset is for you, because we mentioned before we came on the air here, obviously state quals, they're right here. And I can't believe, like I said, we're already at that time of the year, but what's the goal for state quals? What's the mindset going into that and everything?
Oh, I'm definitely just trying to push myself as hard as I can in the four today. The two, I'll give everything I have on that afterwards, but I'm very excited. State quals, I only had the chance to go to it once in ninth grade because the past 2 years haven't been exactly the same, but it's been extremely fun, and I'm glad I get to do it one last time. And and also I'm excited for the 4x4 with my team tomorrow.
And what would it mean to you to earn a spot at states, especially with things winding down here? And as you alluded to, obviously, we haven't had any state, you know, championships or anything to really look forward to the last couple of seasons because of COVID.
It'd be great. It'd be huge for me if I could make it for the four. Even if I can't, though, I am just excited to have this opportunity. But yeah, that would be a dream come true for sure.
I'd believe it.
400's always been my favorite race.
I'd believe it. You've had such a great, great season, and we can't wait to see how the rest of it unfolds for you here, Ben. But before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five completely random, out of the ordinary, random questions so that we get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper in your personality. You ready for these random questions?
Sure.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with these. First question for you. If somebody gave you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
First thing I'd do with the money, I would honestly, I would talk to my parents about it and see what they thought. I'd like to donate a little bit. A good majority of that. It's a lot of money to charities.
Nice.
And take my family on vacation after that, probably.
There you go. Look at you. So thoughtful. I love it. Second question for you. What is your ultimate guilty pleasure food?
Bacon. I love bacon so much.
My man.
So much.
That's what we're talking about. Hey, real quick, we were talking about this on the show a couple of weeks ago. When you go out to a restaurant for breakfast or brunch, a lot of places usually only give you 2 slices of bacon. Are they being cheap when they do that? Should you be getting more slices of bacon when you get your food?
Two slices is a little meager. I don't know. I think it has to be at least three or four.
There you go.
I'll get a little upset.
Yes, yes, exactly. Perfect, Ben. Thank you. I agree. Third question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
All-time favorite movie? Probably the first Hobbit movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's good. I do like that. Fourth question for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
I'm not sure if I have any hidden talents. I like to play guitar. I don't think I'm crazy good at it, but that's something I've kind of kept quiet for until the past year or two.
There you go. Nice. Absolutely. Final and fifth question for you, Ben. What is your most prized possession?
Prized possession. Not sure. I enjoy playing my PlayStation. I wouldn't say it's my most prized possession, but it has definitely been something that I've used a lot in the past years of COVID and even coming out of it.
Yeah. I know. A lot of people have. I'm in the same boat. Couldn't agree more. Well, Ben, seriously, it's been a great year for you, and looking forward to seeing how the next couple of days go for you at State Quals. Good luck. Have some fun out there, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week, okay?
Thank you so much. Yeah.